Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 2018 Wiffle Ball Draft is underway. It's going down Saturday at the Omni. Game time 1:15. Team morning show versus team afternoon with everybody else in play. And we have everyone in studio. Team Ben and Skin. And RJ Choppy as my co-manager. Let's just get this out of the way with the first pick, with player profiles included, in the 2018 Wiffle Ball Draft.
I want the first pick.
Team Morning Show selects Mike Bacsik. It was a no-brainer. Profile.
Mike Bacsik of the G-Bag Nation.
A top-rated pick, the question is, will Mike Bacsik make the entire team depressed, and will he stick around for the entire game?
That's our issue. The con is the attitude.
Yes.
The diva.
Yep.
He's in here swinging this like an idiot, acting like he doesn't know how to swing a bat. He's got a Ranger game that day, so we're a little bit worried.
Is it a day game? Please be a day game.
And the draft pick is not official until I tweet it out.
Okay.
And it's official.
Mike Bacsik, Bennett Skinner on the clock.
We've all known that this was an Ayton situation. Bacsik was going to go number one, former major leaguer. I'll just say that our team is in disagreement on the next pick.
Can I make the pick?
Ooh.
Well, all four of the guys in the room have had votes to be our first pick to go number two in this draft. Those guys over there you're looking at. Each one of them has different concerns, a lot of injury concerns for Jared and Kavanaugh.
For sure.
Just overall concerns about Corey's well-being. And then just, Parker gets hurt playing frisbee golf.
Yeah.
Oh my I'm gonna veto this.
Oh no! 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 Oh, we got some dissension. There's dissension in the ranks. I love it. I love it.
If you, with the number two pick and the 105.3, the Fan Wiffle Ball Classic, the Ben and Skin Show hereby selects Jared Sandler out of USC.
This to be official.
Jared Sandler's draft profile.
It's been
Jared Sandler, Texas Rangers insider.
Jared will try so hard that he'll end up on the operating table. He will take this game way too seriously, and don't talk to him after the game if he loses.
That's a good point. That's a good scout report. I thought I heard Corey Majors being whispered.
I didn't want to have the shortest team. I don't understand why we didn't take Corey. I guess you don't like home runs, Ben. You're a home run fraud.
I've been reading, Sean, and I have a feeling that we're going to be able to get the guy that you want in our next pick.
Okay. Well, thanks to the commissioner, Gavin Spittle, we do have the next selection, despite your...
That's protest.
Belichickian attempts to cheat yesterday.
It's not going
to
count.
I'm not showing up.
Chop, chop.
Wait, look how high Shippy is right now. He just walked in.
Wow, Shippy.
Shippy just walks in.
Brought a random Derek Livin guy over there with him.
All right, Ralph.
Even Shippy has a driver now. With the third pick in the 2018 Wiffle Ball Draft.
We're torn.
We are torn here. Mm. We are torn here. But like we want to be able to bring somebody up on stage. So
I don't know what that hint means.
Shan and RJ will select Jeff Kavanaugh.
Jeffrey Kavanaugh.
Good pick. That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
KT's laughing in the background.
I like that you guys took a guy with a torn meniscus so early. I'm happy to accept the contract.
Yeah.
And just any guaranteed money, that would be great.
You took Clay Buchholz deep in high school. That's enough for us.
Yeah, I can take whoever they got deep. Who's pitching, Ben?
And we know you'll try hard. This is the Jeffrey Kavanaugh Fan Draft Profile.
Jeff Kavanaugh of the G-Bag Nation.
Jeff will be the first to tell you that he once hit a home run off of Clay Buchholz, yes, but that was before his 18 surgeries. Surgery number 19 is guaranteed to happen after this game.
And that's- That's why we drafted him. We know he's willing to get that 19th surgery. Jeff Kavanaugh.
Mid-August, actually. It's already scheduled.
Oh, it is? Oh, mid-August.
Yeah,
okay.
We're getting bone cement put in, PRP stem cell, and cleaning up the torn meniscus.
It passed.
Are y'all getting this on Facebook Live, the draft meeting, the meeting on the minds?
Ladies and gentlemen. There has been a trade.
Oh, wait, but they don't even know. How did they trade?
Oh, we got to offer it first.
We want to offer
the Ben and Skin.
You have to offer the trade.
The Ben and Skin Show have traded the remainder of their picks for Jeff Kavanaugh. Hit the profile again.
We are willing to offer you guys, if you'll trade us Kavanaugh, we'll let you complete your team and we'll take whoever's left.
You'll take, you want to trade him for the next two picks?
No, you know what? We don't need to because we have the next two picks after this one anyway.
Oh, that's a good point.
Wait, why don't we have the next two picks?
We've got a compensatory sixth rounder.
We could trade Kavanaugh for the next two picks and then just go back and forth from there.
Next two picks might not be able to.
I don't want this under protest.
Yeah, no, no. I like where we are. I like where we're at.
Okay.
You know, I mean, KT batted 500 at Olney.
Yeah. I'm willing to do it. Choppy's against. So we have to, we can maybe talk after the draft.
Okay. Yeah. We can, trades afterwards.
I like that too. Yeah, also, money may be involved.
Money. Oh, okay. Hey, we accept cash.
Yeah. Ben does that a lot. I like the way Ben trades.
All right.
I'll do it for $5,206. That's my remaining bill to the IRS.
Oh, God. Choppy.
With the fourth pick.
Why do you owe the IRS money?
Well, it's, you know.
Why do you brag about it?
It's not really bragging. I'm just begging for more cash.
Man.
Guys, I got the most unstable situation. It's awesome. Come get on this.
With the fourth pick and the 105.3 The Fan Wiffle Ball Classic, the Ben and Skin Show hereby selects weekend score giver Kevin Sparkman.
Yes!
Oh!
I didn't
see him on the draft eligible list.
We got scouts in Europe, y'all know.
Josh Dak.
I'm going to need to check.
Kevin Sparkman is a good player who knows dude perfect.
Is he even on is he on Twitter?
All right, so are you not allowing that?
No.
Okay.
I would. He's really good.
He's not on the show.
I'd say we select the entire KNC masterpiece in one pick.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Don't know if that's legal either.
All right.
I'm just reading the email here. And, see Sparkman.
The Ben and Skin Show hereby selects from the KNC masterpiece... Corey Majors.
Yeah!
Yay! Corey's shaking his head. Is this
I'm holding out, guys.
Look, his son is dancing.
For a third team. Is there a third team entering this thing join? Because I'm pretty disappointed in my draft status. I'm not really happy at my slot.
Okay, Michael
Porter.
What I'm
being paid for this thing. So I think I'm gonna have to hold out, guys, and see what happens.
Okay.
All right, well, y'all contact my agent.
Okay.
Whenever my agent says it's okay, then we can get together and see what happens.
You agree with this, Chop?
I 1,000% agree with that.
Okay, with the next pick in the 28. Does Corey have a profile?
Corey Majors of the KNC Masterpiece.
Corey has lost close to 60 pounds just for this event alone, which might affect his power numbers. This is a great value pick.
How do you know it's a great value pick when he didn't know where he was going to go?
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
He's going to play in China.
All right.
That's also his agent.
The team so far, Team Morning Show, Mike Bassick, Jeffrey Kavanaugh, Team Afternoon, Jared Sandler, Corey Majors. We're worried about energy level with this next one. We know he won't create headlines by saying anything interesting to the press.
No, he won't. There's not going to be any kind of issues with him having to talk too much.
That's right.
We may have to force him to speak. He may get fined for not speaking. He'll be like the Marion Barber.
Yes.
Oh, good pick. Good pick.
Yeah.
We think and hope all around good athlete, the general, Gavin Dawson.
Oh,
Gavin Dawson of the G-Bag Nation.
The general has sneaky athletic ability. You won't be able to tell if he's into the game or not. One mood, the entire game, just like his life.
We like the even keel. Even keel.
He's got good hands. He has good hands. You turn double plays in wiffle ball? Huh? I saw him play the baseball thing.
Yeah, he had the softball tournament.
He was the third baseman.
Tournament.
Yeah, he was like a freaking vacuum
he did.
Over there.
He was very good at third.
He's a beast.
Okay. He was like Mike Schmidt.
What are you wearing on your head? Why?
He says it's real hair.
KT's hair.
It's not.
It looks like a hair. How do we not have 17-year-old's armpit?
Oh, is this our next pick?
How do we not have this pick?
Because we are short a player.
So what? So you took a major leaguer with your first pick.
But you can't throw fastballs in this. This is not the
He never threw fastballs in the majors.
You gotta lob it in. You gotta lob it in, man. This is BP.
I'm willing to let them have the pick if you are.
I mean,
we just gotta have even teams.
No, no, no. You guys take the pick. We're taking the weekend guy we picked earlier.
Sparkman?
Yes, he is on our
You can have the selection. I don't want to have any challenges on this, any process.
This is not going well.
This is not going well.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You know what? Follow the rules. Goodell came down and sued the tournament.
Ooh. All right. Let's see. I don't know. What are you doing?
Why don't we go with your sleeper?
Which one? I have two sleepers. I think they're both the same sleeper.
Ooh. Good draft strategy to take all sleepers.
Yeah.
Should we go with the octopus? Team.
What about this one? Let's go with him. Let's go with your gut. Or?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm on your guys' team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should pick Parker now. Yeah, Parker should be the pick.
Over.
Wait, what? Kavanaugh's making picks now?
This is the NFL draft where you get a guest to go on stage and announce
it. Yeah, yeah, at this point, at this point, we're drafting traits.
You're the
and
David
what we
Akers.
Have there is we have youth, we have energy, we have length. I believe we have coordination. I've played Fortnite with the guy. This is the Parker spot.
But Colby could be sitting out there with a Paul Mahomes.
Colby is hammered Colby right now. Colby is knee deep in a bucket of whiskey.
Yeah, we're not breaking bats over people's heads. Jeff, make the pick for us.
We're picking Parker Hillis. Play the profile.
Parker Hillis of the KNC Masterpiece.
He's as thin as that yellow wiffle ball bat, but he has good athletic skills. He'll be hoping for an injury by someone so he can take over that position at the Fan.
Jesse.
Very nice.
Yes, Jesse openly tweets it every day.
The problem is with his metabolism, he'll be rushing off to the bathroom every inning.
That's true.
Trying Both to get hands me out of the bathroom.
Well, KT's going to be asleep in left center.
Yeah.
So.
All right, boys.
True.
You're back on the clock, Ben.
Just for a minute, though.
I'm going to make the guest pick right here. We're going to select probably the hidden gem pitcher of this entire draft, Colby Sapp.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck hitting his knuckleballs, nerds. We're going to win. We're going to kick your ass.
Colby Sapp of the KNC Masterpiece.
If a bench-clearing brawl breaks out, this is an excellent value pick. Just like how he plays Fortnite, he won't play a position. He'll just run after everything.
Can anyone guess the boss's favorite show on the station?
Everyone on the KNC Masterpiece is a sleeper pick.
Yesterday in person, he tried to sell us on every single player on that show.
We can tell who he loves.
He keeps calling it his show, too. He's like, on my show, we've got
my show.
Yes. Is there just one person left?
Yes, they ate the final pick. Now, you know, I guess since they left Kevin Sparkman on the board, we technically could take him.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Kevin Sparkman has a great golf story.
Whatever you want.
One time he was playing golf and hit a lady's house, and she wrote on the golf ball so that when he got there, she wrote, "Hey, you suck, a-hole," and threw it at him.
Really?
So, yeah, Sparkman's a great golfer.
I'm not sure he even qualifies as a weekend guy.
Is he a makeup? I've never heard of this person.
Check his timesheets. Yeah. Maybe an hour a week.
Isn't he in our fantasy baseball?
He's actually already on our team.
He was
so draft him if you want, but he's already on our team. Night.
When's the last time Nathan Wood was around? I think he'd make a good softball
player. Dingus
is
texting me right now. Can I please play? No, Mike. We're drafting the other Kevin Troy.
Kevin Hagland of the KNC Masterpiece.
Kevin has an extremely high motor and dropped 170 pounds to play in this event. If trash talking counts, give this man the MVP.
All right.
God, he loves that show.
He does. He picks her in. They're in the Twitterverse.
Okay.
They're all in. They're selected.
Any final comments by anybody?
What are the teams? Sean?
I'm going to have to follow RJ to find out what the teams are.
recap the teams. Good reset, Kev. Myself, RJ Choppy, Mike Bassick, Kavanaugh, Gavin Dawson, Parker, Kevin Hagland versus Ben Rogers, Jeff Skinway, Jonathan Shipman, Kevin Turner, Jared Sandler, Corey Majors. That's your team. That's your team. We look forward to hearing the rebuttal. What are the odds?
Wait, how
Possible
many guys
trades?
Are on your team? You read nine guys, and then there's like five of us, and it's just us four
we
and
We have seven, you have seven.
Okay.
We like sports, you like sports.
So the rules are there's six players on the field. So you can have somebody DH on this. Everybody hits, but it's gentleman's pitch, so no fastballs. There's umpires who will regulate that.
Our number one pick.
So I will say that our roster, although the draft is over, is not complete as of this moment.
Okay.
We still would like to visit with you guys about some potential trade offers.
Okay.
Let's go have breakfast right now.
Okay. So,
Jeff, you're on the block.
So, I would just tell Corey not to have a jersey made yet.
Okay.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.